First to Halfway. Good afternoon with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Brent Sass pulled into downtown Dawson City, UConn at 11:24 a.m. UConn time, arriving at the race's midpoint with 14 dogs. Sass, who calls his kennel operation north of Fairbanks Wild and Free, won the Quest in 2015 but did not race last year. He says he feels great and was surprised to arrive in Dawson first.
I put a schedule together going into this race, and I had no intention to be in here first, but here we are. So the dogs are doing great. They've really been able to maintain their speed, and we've been resting longer.
Sass says the run over King Solomon's Dome outside Dawson went well, with the dogs doing most of the work.
I was actually sitting down sleeping for a little while up the hills, nodding off, and decided that was a bad idea, so I got up and got my ski pole out and started helping.
Low snow and rough trail resulted in alterations to the first part of this year's race. Marshers were required to truck their teams around a 75-mile stretch of trail between the first two checkpoints.
It was definitely a wacky quest in the first couple hundred miles there.
Another change allowed mushers to start the race with as few as 8 dogs and then add dogs back at either the CarMax or Pelly Crossing checkpoints to reach up to the normal race maximum of 14.
That really helped. No doubt having 4 brand new dogs when you get to Pelly before you shoot out of there was awesome, and it definitely lifted the spirits in the team.
If Sass goes on to complete the quest, he will win $3,000 in gold for being first to the race halfway mark. After Sass, the next 3 mushers arrived in Dawson within an hour. Quest veteran Michelle Phillips was second, followed in by 4-time champion Hans Gott and defending and 3-time champion Alan Moore. Mushers and dogs are required to rest 36 hours in Dawson before resuming the race. All 30 teams that started this year's Quest Saturday in Whitehorse remain in the race. The remainder are moving along a 200-mile stretch of trail between the previous checkpoint at Pelly Crossing and Dawson. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, several factors influence where mushers stop to rest.
While the 9 official checkpoints offer up quite a few amenities, intermediate stops like dog drops are a quieter place for mushers to rest their dogs where they won't be disturbed from wandering fans or obtrusive reporters.
McCabe Creek, you get there early, it's a great place. They got hot water, it's quiet, so your dogs are going to really rest.
Frank Turner first ran the race in 1984 and knows a thing or two about the trail. Now he's a handler for a racer and is thinking a lot about strategy. While the 200-mile stretch of trail from Pelly Crossing to Dawson is advertised as a black hole of communication, there are actually several hospitality stops where volunteers prepare hot meals for the cold mushers. One of these stops is Stepping Stone, 30 miles outside of Pelly Crossing.
They've got lasagna, they've got homemade bread, they've got soup, they've got hot water, and they've got quiet.
Another option is to camp out on the trail, something that seems to be becoming rarer and rarer these days as mushers cover distances faster. But checkpoints aren't bad by any means. One reason mushers might want to stop is that they're already required to perform a mandatory gear check.
Sleeping bag, axe, snowshoes, their vet book, cooker, and extra fuel, and just make sure that their spot device is turned on.
That's volunteer Erin Lockhart. She says that for some mushers, this is more burdensome than for others.
Half the breed of musher are perfectly organized. They know where everything is. They can go through the mandatory check in 10 seconds. And then others, you're kind of wandering around for 5 minutes, like, oh, where's this? Where's that?
Mushers also have to go through a basic vet check on all their dogs and pick up their gear that was shipped to the checkpoints. The least a musher will take is 15 minutes. And when they're stopped for that long, it's awfully tempting to just stop inside. There they'll find snacks, usually offered for free to the competitors and for sale to the public.
Looks like scrambled eggs, cheese, and bacon, and potatoes all in there, and I squirted some sriracha on top for some extra spice to get me through the miles. And yeah, toast and fruit and coffee. It's a fantastic. They even have Rice Krispies and Raisin Bran over there. We're good to go. But
that's Chase Tingle. He also says he takes advantage of the clothes drying and mushers resting area. Whatever strategy the racers choose, Turner has one piece of advice. Don't look at the leaderboard.
If you start changing your strategy based on what they're doing, you're essentially giving them control of your team.
On the UConn Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.